Is it possible for a human, a man or a woman, probably a mature man or woman, we'd hope, to build their own universe?
I don't know the first time, but the idea that there might be many universes has surprisingly cropped up in a variety of different contexts in physics. The expansion of space, the blossoming of a universe that we have called the Big Bang, was not a single event, but it's an event that happens over and over and over again. And distant and far-flung regions of our universe, other universes sprout out, have their own new Big Bangs, giving rise to a kind of cosmic bubble bath of little bubble universes, of which our universe is simply one. And then this idea of universes or multiverse is a natural word to use to describe the collection of all these bubbles. Each of which, if it has inhabitants like us, would think that that is the universe. But now you see it's only one of many.
No explorer has ever ventured into one of these other universes, as best you know, right? This is simply a mental, this is a conclusion of a mental process, not of a Columbus or a Magellan kind of process.
That's true. We are confined to our bubble, and we really can't get out and explore the other bubbles. Well, if you want a manageable way of building a universe, what you want to be able to do is build something pretty small. But a small thing's not a universe, so it has to expand. For something to expand, there's got to be some outward push. There's got to be some repulsive push. And that's where this repulsive side of gravity comes into the story. Which, according to the laws of general relativity, the laws that Einstein wrote down a long time ago, well tested, those laws tell us that in this context of the right energy density carried by the right substance, you will have repulsive gravity. You can calculate that the nugget that we believe perhaps gave rise to our universe, maybe someone created it in their apartment in some other universe, was about roughly 10 to the minus 26 centimeters across. 10 to the minus 26 centimeters, that's small.
That's really
small. Yeah, and it would...
And it could grow into... In other words, there's enough push inside it, repulsive force, or push out, to make it grow into a thing like we would associate with universe scales.
Our universe, according to this theory, again, I'm being facetious that it was created in somebody else's apartment, but who knows? But the seed of our universe, we believe from our calculations and our observations, was roughly 10 to the minus 26, 10 to the minus 27 centimeters across, weighed, a few pounds, about 10 pounds. You wouldn't really think intuitively that you could build a whole universe from 10 pounds of stuff. I think you would think that to build the whole universe, I'm talking about the universe of stars and galaxies, hundreds of billions of stars and hundreds of billions of galaxies, you'd think you'd need more than 10 pounds of this stuff. But it turns out that black holes can be, they don't have to be big. No, not at all.
Well, can you get, I thought that the reason we get to black holes is because a star collapses, so it's a fairly gigantic beginning, and therefore it's a fairly gigantic thing. Could you get a black hole the size of a wine cup or a thimble or less?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You give me any object, and if I squeeze it sufficiently small, then according to the classical laws of general relativity, if you make it small enough, it will be a tiny black hole. Now,
a grape? Can you make a grape into a black hole?
Absolutely.
Can you make a raspberry into a black hole? Can you make a blueberry into a black hole?
Seriously, there's nothing that you could give me that I couldn't turn into a black hole by squeezing it sufficiently small.
Pull the trigger, and you will get a universe of your